p.m. Deputy Clerk Botica, please call the roll.
Bubash?
Here.
Perrin?
Here.
Carr?
Here.
Mandakis?
Here.
Sernetic?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
All present.
Deputy Clerk has advised me that there is a quorum present, therefore we might proceed. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
No.
There being none, the meeting may proceed. Deputy Clerk Botica, are there any registered speakers for tonight's meeting?
No, sir, there are none.
Okay. Deputy Clerk Botica advised me there's no registered speaker scheduled for this evening's meeting. Has each of the trustees received a copy of the minutes of the special board meeting for April 1st, 2020? If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is ordered to approve these minutes. Can I get a motion?
Trustee Mandakis.
Trustee Mandakis, a second. Second, Trustee Bubash. Roll call.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Bills, has the finance chair reviewed the list of village bills as submitted for April 6th, April 20th, and May 4th, and do you recommend approval of said bills?
Yes, I've reviewed bills and I recommend payment of all bills.
If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve said bills. Can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Trustee Cernetta, can I get a second?
I'll second it, Trustee Russell.
Trustee Russell, any discussion? Roll call.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Cernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Is the finance chairman received the list of max bills submitted for April 6th, April 20th, and May 4th, and do you recommend approval of said bills?
Yes, I do, Trustee Mandakis.
If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is in order to approve said bills. Can I have a motion?
I'll make it.
Trustee Bubash, can I have a second?
Trustee Perrin, I'll second it.
Trustee Perrin, any discussion? There being none, Deputy Clerk Botica, can you call the roll, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
I'm going to move on to licenses. Has the finance chairman reviewed the list of business license and contractor license applications for May 4th, and do you recommend approval of said licenses?
Yes, I reviewed the license. I recommend approval of all licenses.
If there are no corrections or objections, a motion is ordered to approve said license. Can I have a motion, please?
Cernetic? Aye.
Cernetic, a second?
I'll second it, Trustee Russell.
Trustee Russell. Any discussion?
No.
That being said, Deputy Clerk Botica, can you call the roll, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Cernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Permits. Has the building and zoning chairman reviewed the list of permits submitted for May 4, 2020, and do you recommend approval of said permits?
Yes, I reviewed the permits. Everything's in order. Recommend approval.
There are no corrections or objections. A motion is ordered to approve said minutes. Permits. Can I get a motion? Trustee Bubash for the motion. Can I get a second?
Perrin.
Trustee Perrin. Any discussion? I have a roll call, please.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernetic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
You're going to need a motion to receive and place on file the following reports: the fire department report, the police department report, the water department report, the Department of Public Works report, and MAC operational financial report for the month of March 2020. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make it, Trustee Russell.
Trustee Russell, second.
I'll second it, Trustee Mandakis.
Trustee Mandakis, any discussions? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Is there any communications tonight, Deputy Clerk Hotika?
Yes, sir. Jared Whelan, the director of the MAC, submitted a request to terminate the lease agreement between the Village of McCook and the MAC Pub NFT doing business as Alta Grill effective April 15th, 2020, or as soon as practical.
Okay, let's go ahead and put that on file. Is there any special or unfinished business?
No, sir, there is none.
Any new business?
Yes, sir. We have a request submitted by Police Chief Zeke Pasquale seeking approval of a one-year contract between the Village of McCook and Administrative Consulting Specialist for grant writing effective May 1st, 2020 at a cost of $8,000 to be paid by the Federal Forfeiture Fund.
Okay, we're going to need a motion to approve the one-year contract between the Village of McCook and Administrative Consulting Specialist at a cost of $8,000 to be paid from the Federal Forfeiture Fund. This is the grant writer. Last year, they got us all the in-car cameras. It was over $35,000. I think it's a good idea to go ahead and approve this at this time. They've been working very hard for us at a small fee of $8,000. Can I get a motion, please?
Sarnetik.
I'll make it. Trustee Russell.
Trustee Russell is going to make the motion. You going to second it, Trustee Sarnetik?
Yes, second.
Second by Sarnetik. Any discussion? There be no discussion. Can I have a roll call, please?
Bobash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. Next item.
Next, we have a request submitted seeking approval of a two-month license agreement extension between the MAX and EFT Sports that was due to expire on April 30th of 2020, now giving an extension through June 30th of 2020 due to the shutdown of the MAX due to COVID-19.
So with this, they're asking for a two-month extension to see if they're going to re-sign a new license agreement with the MAX. They feel by June 30th, they should have a better game plan of what they're going to do moving forward. So I'd like to extend this for right now just to see what happens. I need a motion, please.
I'll make it.
Bubash.
I'll second it. Perrin.
Perrin. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a request was submitted by the MAX Director Jared Whelan seeking approval for the final payment in the amount of $354 to Safeguard Storage for storage of the Puppet the MAX content.
We're going to need a motion to approve the final payment for Safeguard. It's all the property that we were told by our attorney that we had to store from the old operators, the Puppet the MAX. At this time, we've been paying the $354. We are going to stop making the payment, so I would need a motion and a second to approve stop making the payment and move the stuff out of there. I think I was advised today the stuff has already been moved out of there to our facility, the MAX. Can I get a motion and a second?
Yeah, I'll make it, Perrin.
Perrin, second.
Trustee,
I'll second it.
Trustee Russell. Trustee Russell, any discussion? Can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye. Next, we have a request was submitted by the MAX Director Jared Whelan seeking approval of a refund in the amount of $19,665 to Chicagoland Indoor Soccer League for prepaid field time for March 14th, 15th, and 21st that they were unable to utilize due to the shutdown of the MAX due to COVID-19.
We're going to need a motion to approve the refund. The Chicagoland Indoor Soccer League is our biggest client over there. They did prepay for field time. We had to close the building down, so there is no way they could use the field time. I'd like a motion to refund them the money. They will be back again next year, so a good client of ours. Can I get a motion and a second?
Sarnetik, I'll motion.
Sernatic, second?
I'll second.
Bubash, second. Any discussion? Have a roll call, please.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernatic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye. Board of Business, we have a request was received from the Illinois and Michigan Canal National Heritage Area Civic Center Authority for their annual $1,000 contribution.
We need a motion to approve the $1,000 contribution to the I&M Canal Heritage Civic Center Authority. It's something we do every year. It happens in Willow Springs along the river there, the canal. We've been doing it for quite a few years, so I'd like to get a motion to continue supporting the I&M Canal National Heritage. Can I get a motion in a second?
I'll make it. Trustee Russell.
Russell, can I get a second?
I'll second it. Trustee Sernatic.
Sernatic. Any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernatic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
The next request is a request was submitted seeking authorization to revise the 457 deferred compensation plan with Fidelity Investments to add a Roth option to the existing plan.
So we're going to need a motion to authorize the revision of the 457 deferred compensation plan. All we're doing is the same plan, adding the Roth option. We're going to need a motion and a second to make this happen. Can I get a motion?
I'll make it, Perrin.
Trustee
Perrin, can I get a second? Mandakis, second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernatic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
Next order I have is a separation agreement and general release between the Village of McCook and Stephanie Bredesen was submitted for approval due to COVID-19.
We need a motion to approve a separation agreement between the Village and Stephanie. Stephanie is the one that we terminated due to COVID and closing down Alta Grill. I think we gave her 3 months COBRA insurance is our portion of the separation agreement. So I need a motion and a second to approve her COBRA for a separation agreement.
I'll
get a motion, please. Trustee Sernatic, Trustee Russell, is that you seconding it?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernatic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Okay. We're going to need a motion to appoint Thomas Perrin as mayor pro tem in the case of a temporary absence from the Village by or disability of the mayor and appoint Thomas Perrin as the chairman pro tem in the case of a temporary absence from a meeting by the mayor. I'd like a motion to give this to Tommy in a second. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make it.
Bubash. Can I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
Trustee Russell. Any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Sernatic?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
Next, we have the approval of the collective bargaining agreement between the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, McCook Police Chapter 111, and the Village of McCook, effective January 1, 2019 through December 31st of 2026.
Okay, we're going to need a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement. The agreement is actually backdated to 2019. That's when their contract expired. We were able to add a couple years onto the contract and bump it up to 2026. So it is going to be a seven-year agreement.
Good.
All said and done. The union has signed it. Chapter 111 has signed it. They're just waiting for our approval to move forward with it. I'd like a motion and a second to approve the union bargaining contract, collective bargaining agreement. Can I get a motion, please?
Perrin,
I'll make it.
Perrin.
Guys are quick.
The second, Russell, is that you?
Yeah, yes.
Russell, is there any discussion?
Go ahead, this is done.
That makes two of us. There's no discussions. Can I have a roll call, please?
Bubak.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a request was submitted by Police Chief Pasquale seeking authorization to purchase 5 tasers, holsters, and all necessary accessories from Axon Enterprise Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $15,040.
So we're going to need a motion to authorize the purchase of 5 tasers for the amount of $15,040, not to exceed that. I think tasers are a great thing for our police officers to be carrying nowadays. I'd like a motion and a second, please.
I'll make it. Trustee Russell.
Russell, can I have a second, please?
Sarnetik, I'll second it.
Sarnetik. Is there any discussion? There being none, roll call, please.
Bubak.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried.
I do have a question.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Since we're giving these policemen our tasers, is that going to do anything with our insurance rates with the police department?
No, it's not. It's just another tool for them for their belt.
Okay.
It's a lot less lethal than a pistol.
That's for sure.
We're going to move on to ordinance and resolutions. Read it.
Okay.
Attorney Perlman is going to read the ordinances off.
We have 2 ordinances this evening. The first one is ordinance 20-07, an ordinance amending Chapter 86, Utilities, Article 2, Water, by changing Section 86-41, Water Rate and Liability for Payment of Charges, the Code of Ordinances of the Village of McCook. This ordinance raises the water rate in lockstep with the City of Chicago increase passed along at effective June 1st.
You need a motion to pass and accept ordinance number 20-07. So just so everybody's aware, Chicago did raise our rate last year and we did not raise it. So we bundled it all into this raise this time around. I'm going to need a motion and a second, please.
I'll make it.
Trustee Bubash made the motion. Can I have a second, please?
I'll second. Trustee Russell.
Trustee Russell. Is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubash.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
Motion carried. We have 1 more ordinance that Attorney Perlman will read off to you.
The second ordinance will be ordinance number 20-08, an ordinance authorizing and approving the termination of a facility lease agreement with Max Pub NFP at the McCook Athletic and Exposition Center in the Village of McCook, Cook County, Illinois. And this has to do with the Alta Grill and the not-for-profit corporation that was operating Alta Grill.
We need a motion to pass and accept on file ordinance number 20-08 to move on to the next chapter over at Alta Grill. At this time, we don't know what we're going to do there, but with COVID-19, they are unable to make it. And they had put in writing they want to cancel their lease. So we accepted the cancellation of their lease and we look forward to moving on and getting over this hurdle. Can I have a motion and a second, please?
So that
motion. Motion by Trustee Perrin and a second.
Second it, Trustee Sarnetik.
Is there any discussion? There being none, can I have a roll call, please?
Bubak.
Yes.
Perrin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Mandakis.
Aye.
Sarnetik.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
All voted aye.
All right. This will conclude the business before the Village Board of Trustees. At this time, do any of the board members have anything else to say?
Nope.
I'd just like to say, everybody, stay home, stay safe. Let's get through this COVID and get back to the real world soon.
Yes.
There's nothing further than a motion is in order to adjourn the meeting. Can I get a second? At 7:20.
I'll second.
Can I get a motion, please?
I'll second it.
Cernetix made the motion. Perrin seconded it. I need a roll call, please.
Bubash?
Yes.
Perrin?
Aye.
Parr?
Aye.
Mandakis?
Aye.
Cernetix?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
I'll vote it aye.
That concludes the board meeting. Thank you. Everybody have a nice night.
You
Thank too.
You too, Mayor.
Should thank him for that thing.
Chair?